the Dot Radio. Sun, the magical orb that affects us more than most people realize. All kinds of energies coming off of that. In fact, I've heard recently that there's a stargate inside the sun. Well, I can't tell you personally because I don't have any earthly experiences of going through stargates. Perhaps others do. In fact, I hear plenty of stories about people on Earth that do. Most of them we don't get to meet as regular people. But while we're talking about celestial things, I talk about everything in this show, and this show is an educational show. And you might have heard the term before, we are all teachers. And I do my best to relay teachings that might be beneficial to people who are interested in truth, etc., etc. So I had been listening to the show preceding this, and the guest, I believe his name was Joe, mentioned in his talk in relation to his life-death experience, or almost-death experience, he mentioned harmonic convergence. And he gave a little bit of technical information related to that. He said he talked about six celestial stars forming a Star of David pattern in the cosmos. And it's something that really happens, doesn't happen too often, thousands of years before it happens again. And so that's a very important thing. He didn't elaborate on it, but that is really important. The fact that six celestial objects out there in the universe could form, I guess we would say, the points of a six-pointed star. He referred it to as the Star of David. And I've mentioned before in other shows that a shape can be defined by its exterior vertex points. Star of David, six-pointed star, hexagram, it's all the same thing, really, geometrically speaking and metaphysically speaking. And it's a really important thing to understand because that is one of the six-pointed star is one of the interconnecting geometric designs that interconnects all the dimensions of the universe. That's right, all of them, and all their overtones. I've mentioned before, but I'll mention again in case this is your first time listening. I didn't discover this information, but it's out there. I've heard it from plenty of sources. It's been around for a long time in the last 50 years at least. We're talking about there's 12 basic zones of reality, and each one is subdivided into 12 overtones. Some people refer them to as vertical dimensions. I hate that word dimensions because it's confused with the linear dimensions that carpenters use, length, width, and height. But I flip back and forth, and that's why in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I invite everybody to go out and buy it because I have information in there, and I'm not saying this to brag, but it's the truth. You know, I'm not going to lie to you and say I don't have any new information. What would be the point of that? Truth is what's important. I have information in there that nobody ever on the face of this earth has ever revealed to the human race. That's a bold statement to make. But I spent 15 years studying other people's information to be able to even explain what I was going to put in this book. And in 15 years, I didn't come across anybody who had anything even close to what I was presenting or what I had stumbled on and discovered by stumbling onto it. So when I say I have information in this book, and every truth seeker ought to go out and buy it, connect the dots there, and you can get it on Amazon. It's that easy to get. You will walk away from just casually looking at that book a more knowledgeable person. And in the course of writing the book, I drew the common denominators of the universe. I concluded what they were. Hey, if I'm wrong, call me up. This is a call-in radio show. By the way, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. That's, if you want to call in and talk to me and connect the dots here, this is called the Connect the Dots Show. The number is 888-627-6008. So anyhow, I'm putting together my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I was connecting as much as possible, connecting things from every aspect of life. And in the process, I came up with the common denominators. And I said, like I said, contact me. Tell me I'm wrong. And then maybe I'll reevaluate my conclusions. But I'm pretty sure I'm on the money with this. And the common denominators of the whole universe are vibrational frequencies in conjunction with geometric patterns. And we've heard the orthodox scientists say that everything is based on numbers. Well, I don't make the this particular statement, but I'm going to say it now while I'm talking on the radio. I didn't make this. I've come to many, many conclusions that I didn't put in the book, but because I didn't want to make it overwhelming and put too much information in there. I wanted a book that you could read in one night, and you can. If you're a normal reader, you can read the book in 2 hours and study the pictures for weeks, because the pictures, you know, like they say, a picture says 1,000 words, and I have some of the most fantastic pictures ever captured on 35-millimeter film, which proves I've discovered something that no one has ever talked about or has any pictures of, basically. So, again, prove me wrong, you know. I don't worry about being proved wrong because I have a good track record. When you get a good track record, you know, you don't worry. All right, I made one mistake, but I got a million right. That's a good track record. And I'm there, you know. I strived. I wanted to be that good, and eventually I became that good. Nobody's always right, but I'm almost always right. And it's a good goal to strive for. And we can obtain almost being almost always right as human beings if we work at it. It's a lifelong project. So anyhow, this is something for people who are seeking the truth to understand everything is vibrational. And the vibrational frequencies are manipulated and modulated and transduced through geometric patterns that are formed by focal points of energy, which brings us back to the 6 celestial objects the person in the last show was talking about that were forming a Star of David pattern, a 6-point star pattern. The focal points defining that 6-point star in the cosmos. So just by that forming in the cosmos, that was an attraction for energies from the whole universe, all the dimensions that could be funneled through that shape. And I've proven this to myself. You can prove it to yourself. You know, you have to do things, do your own science and prove it. But I proved it to myself. In fact, I did this drawing. I would say it's an art piece. And I found out you have to have something big enough sometimes to get the results to be able to see it personally. I made a Star David pattern overlapped with two identical spheres that form a Vesakopisces in the center, and it also contains seven phi spirals in it. And when I was done with it, I did it with a white chalk glue on top of a kind of a white chalk stick on top of a piece of plywood about 3x4 that was painted black. So you have this white design on top of a totally black piece of plywood. And when I was done, I began noticing that the pattern shifts continuously. You look at it, that six-pointed star and the two spheres and the spirals that all make up the whole design, that are all connecting with each other in a balanced pattern, the design visually moves. It won't hold itself straight. It's constantly shifting, which is a form of proof that that shape just put out there, when it gets to big enough size, it's connecting with other realities that it shifts out of phase. And other people look at it and they see the same thing. I point out to them, you notice how the pattern shifts off to the side a little. And when the white shifts off to the where it's permanently placed on the black background of the plywood, the white shifts from a white color to a purple color, which is like an auric color offshoot. So once I did that, I had my proof that shapes do connect into other realities that have an effect. And the connection is made through the shape. I had read about the connection, the multi-dimensional connection of Star Dave pattern before. And when I decided to make a piece of artwork, I found out that, there is a connection. And, of course, I've done other experiments. I was reading books about pyramids. I was reading anything I could find to describe the things I had discovered. And, again, you don't need a better reason than that to go out and buy this book, because pictures do say 1,000 words. And I've got the photographs of these realities, and I have drawings of the things that I didn't have the opportunity to photograph because I hadn't learned night photography yet. So I've talked about this before. I read a lot of books about pyramids. Not so much a lot, but I'm a fast learner, and I pick up easy and quick. And I have a mind that can envision outside the box. There's no limit to I have a trained mind. There's no limit to how much I can envision. In fact, I've never met anybody in my life that tried to explain to me something that I wasn't capable of understanding immediately. That's a trained mind. You know, there's other people out there that have it too. You were listening to me, you can have a trained mind too. Again, it's a lifetime project. You got to start young, and I did start young, you know. So anyhow, you can take pyramids. It's in my book. I give you tell you about making the cardboard pyramid and prove it to yourself. Pyramids are energy attraction modules, and they're also broadcasters. And by simply making a cardboard pyramid for yourself and then doing a few things that I mentioned in the book, you'll prove to yourself that, this cardboard is drawing in things from other unseen realities and causing effects on physical objects. You can prove it to yourself. You don't have to be a scientist to do it. It's that easy. In fact, that's the beauty of working with metaphysical energies. The universe does all the computations for you. All you have to do is make the physical objects, know how to utilize them, get a little information about how to combine them, how to position them, and you're a scientist working with multidimensional realities. And the amazing thing is you don't have to do any computations. You just have to learn the techniques of what to use, how to use it, and behold, you're accomplishing amazing things. And that's one of the beauties of life. And back to what I was talking about there, everything can be is related to frequencies, geometric shapes. Oh, yeah, I was on the bit about the Orthodox scientists. I got off that for a second, but let me get back to it. The bit about Orthodox scientists, they love to say the mathematicians, they say everything can be described by numbers. I disagree with that. Hey, prove me wrong, but my theory is simple, that when you hear the stories and they're out there, you have to go look for them. They're in books, actually, in libraries, gathering dust. The only reason I came upon them is, well, one, I was looking for them, and two, when you start talking to people and let them know you're truth-seeking, you get clues. And eventually, I found some amazing information out there. It's amazing, all the information that's been given to the human race. And, of course, we're living in a sick world where authorities want to prevent us from getting access to this information because they don't want us to evolve beyond where we're at now, evolve beyond being consumers and worker slaves. So what I came across is that in the beginning, how did it all begin? Well, there is a beginning story to how everything started. And basic story was given to us already. It's been around for a long time. Of course, unfortunately, religious people don't want to hear about it, because religions have all been compromised, orthodoxized, or whatever we can call it, and then they become stagnant, and then they start inventing their interpretations, and then the interpretations get etched in stone, and then they're trying to tell you this is it. Well, let me tell you, I found out that a lot of these, some of the things in religious scriptures are correct. In fact, there are quite a few correct things that have been put into religions. But it's usually bad interpretations that ruin even some of the things that they've have been written down about truth. Well, anyhow, back to the future here, and there is an original story about the beginning of how things, all creation started, and when you hear it, it's not written down like I'm going to tell it to you here, and that's what a talent I have. I can take what has I've come across and put it into my own words, and of course, I simply copy a lot of what I've said, but if I can add something to it to make it a little more clearer, I'll do that. Because the point of relaying the information is to teach those who don't know about it and to make it easy for them to understand. And a lot of times, information revealed to us from the more evolved entities of the universe, when they attempt to reveal things to human beings, they don't quite have the knack of how to communicate to us that would be most meaningful to us in our terms. And they do their best, because all higher evolved beings, they want to do the best, and they want to be as truthful as possible, but at times they just get off the track a little, and they don't realize that they're revealing information in a way that most people are not going to comprehend, because if you start making things too complicated, you lose a lot of your audience. So anyhow, the original creation story, which is an important story, my deduction and 5-second analysis is this, that it started with geometry. Yes, there is a real God, and the simplification of it, two creations of the real God, was to turn him, because there was no female at the original creation, and everything, all pronouns were him, he, or whatever. There was no sexuality at that point in time. So that's the answer why people say, why do you refer to God as he? Well, refer to God as he, not because we're, trying to say he was a male. No, there was no sex back then. So at the beginning, there was just God. And that's the point we can start with. So before the creation of the universe, the first two creations was God, the one, transformed himself into God the two and God the three instantaneously like that. And then God was a Trinity and also a threefold personality. One of the simplest definitions ever found about God is in Basic Dictionary, which describes him as a self-existent threefold personality. Well, there you go. Even the dictionary has it right. How about that? So the new information reaffirms that. So once you have a threefold personality existing as pure energy, you've already created three focal points, which are the vertexes to form a triangle. Well, there you go. And that's why I say that was the beginning of creation, was the first geometric shape defined by three focal points, which gives us a triangle, a trinity. A triangle has a trinity of sides. Three sides. So anyhow, and three focal points defines the triangle. And that's the beginning. So geometry was created before numbers. There was no need for numbers. Well, first of all seeing, all knowing God, the creator of all there is, he didn't have to number things, first of all. Numbers are a convenience for those of us on the outer rims of creation, where things have moved a lot more complex than just three focal points. And from those three focal points of the threefold personality, we have the beginning of all the other geometric shapes. And it just expands out and reforms. And that's why, and if you understand the six-pointed star, a six-pointed star can be defined as two equilateral triangles overlapping each other, where all points are equidistant from each other. And you see, that's how it all connects. And that's it, basically. You know, numbers are more of a need for those of us who are living, far from the distance, far from the original creation. But at the same time, everyone is connected. You know, I've come across the new information. Basically, everything is explained if you have the ability to comprehend such things. And it's not that difficult, the information I came across, but basically, you know, you've got the original creation, the single source of all there is, going through a threefold personality, creation of the first geometric shape via definition by the three focal points of a living pure energy, each one containing a separate personality, each one part of the whole, kind of like the three musketeers, all for one, one for all. And say the three musketeers or a metaphor for the source of all that is, the threefold personality of God. So anyhow, that's the story of, I claim, coming across that information proves that geometry came before numbers. And in relation to frequencies, everything has its own frequency. And that's a very important point to understand. Everything, if you're listening to the radio now, you look around you, there's all things different colors, probably. Unless you're sitting in total pitch blackness, all right? But every color has its own vibration. So, which is a very important point to understand. A lot of our problems in this world, a lot of these stupid arguments that we have, could be nullified if we just focus on the truth that everything has its own vibration. All this nonsense with the black versus white, the black race, the white race. Well, let's talk a real conversation, like I always say. My descendants are from the Northern European, so I'm classified as white, but I'm not really white. In fact, there are no real white people, even though albinos are not really white. You know, I make a joke about it. Who's really white? Frosty the Snowman, Casper the Ghost. And as far as black people go, well, we know there's a very, very small percentage of people who are really black. Most of these people calling themselves black are brown, a variety of shades of brown. So when we take the understanding of color, and that every color has a frequency, and we as human beings are a lot smarter than we've been told we are, we automatically recognize the difference in frequency. Visually see a difference in color, but inherently we're also detecting the different vibration. So when you look at somebody who's not the same color as you, there's two things you're going to notice immediately that you can't avoid. You're going to notice it's a different shade of a color, and you're going to feel his different vibration simply because the color of his skin is vibrating a different frequency. So this whole nonsense by the governments to be colorblind, it's nonsense. People automatically recognize someone of a different color than their own or pretty far from their color. And they also recognize the frequency that's way different than the frequency they're broadcasting. So you can't help but notice when somebody's a different color, and you can't help but recognize that they're vibrating a different frequency. Their skin is. You know, when you can get, after a while you get over that, when you get to know somebody, and then you begin to relate to their true essence, is which is their soul, their personality. And, you know, this is a show where I talk about truth. If I'm wrong, I've given the number before. Call me up. Tell me I'm wrong. But beware, I know how to defend what I say. That's one of my ethical standards. You know, when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. You know, it's not about my ego. You know, like I said, I have a lot of experience in life, and I've gotten myself, I keep a good track record. And my desire is to always be correct, which helps me be correct. But I make mistakes occasionally, and then, now and then, doesn't bother me. You know, prove me wrong. I'll thank you. I'll say, thank you for proving me wrong, so I can't make that mistake again. But I talk with the authority of somebody who knows what they're talking about, and I earned that authority. And that's why I talk so boldly, and you're not going to hear me hesitate, or you're not ever going to hear me say, I don't understand why that happens. I understand everything that's going on in this world, and I'll advocate to everybody. Once you get the new information that has been revealed to the human race, correlate that to what you've learned in life, you can pretty well become somebody who understands everything going on. You know, you're never going to hear me say, people say it all the time, I understand why that happens. I understand everything that's going on, and that's how I wrote my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why you should buy it, because it has the commentary, the text, the commentary of somebody who knows and understands what he's talking about and does the best with the simplest of language to explain it. The simpler you can make the language, the more easily it'll be understood. The more you use fancy words, the less people are going to understand what you're talking about. You know, that's reality. The purpose of communication is to communicate the information. If you start using words that nobody understands, well, as the saying goes, you're talking over their head, and then you're going to lose the connective link of communicating there, because they're not going to understand what you're saying, and they're just going to drift off and stop listening to you. That's the way it is. What can I say? So I hope I've solved the race issue here, and the fact that when we as human beings look at each other, I wish this conversation could be on mainstream media to end all this stupid race nonsense and understand automatically people recognize the different vibration coming off the skin of a different color. You can't not ignore it. You know, this idea that you're supposed to pretend you don't see the different color or don't feel the different color is nonsense. Again, that's what governments do. They, you know, first of all, governments are all mind-controlled by the world controllers and all the other creatures on our world that want to control the human race, and that's what they're used as, basically. You know, governments, well, they can't be trusted, really. We have the technology today to move away from the old way of a government, you know. We tried our best here in the United States. A republic sounded a good way to go about things when we started this country, but, you know, that was then and this is now. We're at the point where all the tricks have been learned. All the politicians, the majority of them, turn out to be crooks, sell out their mother for a couple of extra dollars, and that is the reality. And so we can't trust them to make the right decisions, and that's why they make all the wrong decisions. But it's even worse because they're being mind-controlled to make the wrong decisions. And, of course, bribery is a big form of mind control. The other aspect that we need to understand, I was talking about, so when we get past the color of somebody's skin, we start talking to them, and we have an understanding that we as human beings are spirits existing in a physical flesh and blood body, and our real essence is our spiritual essence. Well, the information has been given to us that every human being is different in the sense that every personality is different, and it's done that way on purpose. It's been revealed to us that our personality of every human being is given to us by the original source of all that is, God, the Trinity. Our personality is given from the first part of the Trinity, known as the Heavenly Father. The other parts of the Trinity are basically known as the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit, which is also known on this world as the Holy Spirit. But anyhow, the center point is the Heavenly Father, which was just one in the beginning until the Heavenly Father, that title was retained by the original source of all that is, because when God was only one, there was no need for names. In fact, God doesn't really have a name. It's a term we've been told to communicate with the Trinity. The first source and center is the Heavenly Father. the original source from which all became one. Heavenly Father, the original source of all that is, turned himself into a Trinity. Then we had two other personalities, one known as the Eternal Son, the second source and center, and the third source and center, the Trinity. And through their focal points, they began to geometrically form everything from there. And of course, all of them together are God. But our personalities, which evolve into our souls on our trip back to from where we came to the single source of all there is from the Heavenly Father. That part of the Trinity is where all the personalities are given out. And each one is different. And that's why we all have our special talents. Unfortunately, we've grown up here in America where we went to school and we had to listen to a bunch of lies. Some of them were not intentional. In fact, there is a big flaw in the U.S. Constitution, and it was reaffirmed, that flaw, not intentionally, but I think it was maybe in the Gettysburg Address. We've heard the term, the statement before, all men are created equal. Well, that is not true, and we should accept the new information from the more honest sources of the higher evolved realities of the universe. That's their information, and that's their explanation. Every personality is a different one, completely created by the original source of all that is, and it is implanted into the physical form. Which brings us to the point that when you can correlate all this information I'm giving you, and it's a lot of important information here, that it's been said co-creation is the way. And that's how it is. As soon as it went beyond the single source of all there is, co-creation became the way. And that's how it is. You're co-created. You're a human being, soul, living in a physical body. Here you're listening to my voice. You were co-created. Your parents, physical parents, gave you the genetic blueprint for your physical body. Your spirit, soul, personality were given from the higher realms. You're a composite human creature in that sense. You're really a spiritual being living in a physical body. And so your essence is multi-sourced. And that's who you are. People are not taught this. They should be. Children should be taught this in school. You know, it's not that difficult. We can make it as simple as possible. And we don't have to even get into the soul. We can just say, look, your parents created your physical body, and God, original source of all that is, gave you your personality. It's a good start. Then you understand that you are a spirit being. This is in the new information too, God himself, and when I say himself, that doesn't mean he's male because there's no sex when you get that high up. The original source, there was no such thing as sex. Sex creatures were created by the other creative beings given the power to create, so they could create the physical worlds and learn about creation. So that's an important thing to understand. You are, God only creates spiritual beings. In fact, when you hear the true story of creation, starting with God turning himself into a Trinity, and then all the creations beyond that, there were multiples of the three sources and center, they started creating other spirit beings, all the original creations, for eons of time were nothing but spiritual creations. Then creator gods, the lesser creator gods, were created, and that is a term that's used in the higher celestial realms. Creator gods were created, given the power to co-create with the original source and center, and they're the ones who created the physical worlds. And that's when physical reality started to come into being, and that's when sex creatures started to come into being. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. I talked enough on that, but the information is out there. So if you have any problem with what I just tell you, well, you have a problem with the sources that brought the information to Earth, untainted, and it's out there. So anyhow, let me just move on to some other things here, because there's a lot of important things that need to be talked about. I'll jump back to show before me. The guy had his life-death experience and almost dying experience, and he became aware of a talent that he hadn't been using, artistic talent, and that changed his life. And I like telling true stories. You know, some people like telling BS stories. That's probably because they don't have any true stories to tell, but I have so many true stories. If I started telling all the true stories that I've experienced in my life, I don't know, we'd all be dead by the time I'm not even done. So, but I tell them now and then when they're relevant. In relation to art, I happen to stumble into this small town in Pennsylvania where the city town had turned an old factory into an art exhibit place. And I was amazed to find out of the many artists that had their paintings on display on the walls in this old factory that they were all painting the same style of abstract paintings. You know, they weren't necessarily copying each other, but they were all in the same style, which I thought was, that's, wow, that's amazing. So, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. For some reason, though, they were all painting abstract paintings, a kind of like Picasso's, but not really as detailed as Picasso. They were abstract art, but they all the paintings from all the different artists resembled each other in certain ways with the strokes and the type of abstract they were doing. Nothing like a good, true story. Then, back to the guy who had the near-death experience. A long time ago, I talked to somebody, and that was a restaurant or something, and people talking at the counter, and the guy, I think it was the cook working there or something, and he was out there talking to the waitress. For some reason, his personal near-death experience came up, and he talked about an accident that had happened. He was working somewhere, and for some reason, this giant refrigerator fell on him while he was down on the ground doing something. And as he says, this is how he explained it, as he saw that big heavy refrigerator coming down on him, looking up at him, his whole life flashed before him in less than a second. And I believe that's a common story from people that have experiences like that. And it's more proof as to how time in an instant can be stretched out. I mean, you stretch your whole life to be played out in less than a second. That says that time is being altered for the sake of getting that all in less than a second. And those of us that have had personal experience in life, many of us come across the situation where we realize that time is moving slower for whatever reason, or time is moving faster for whatever reason. And those of us who have been around a number of years on this world. We all really, when you bring up the topic to people who have equally been around a certain amount of time, we all come to the agreement that time is moving faster right now. My explanation to explain it, well, the easiest explanation I can come up with is, if you're aware of that thing called the cassette tape, you know, if you're too young, maybe you've never looked at a cassette tape or seen one, what it looks like. Open up the case and look at it, and there's two wheels where all the tape is round up on one and maybe just a little on the other end. So when you play the tape, the full side starts going from one rail to the other rail. And when you get to the end of the tape, where there's only a little bit on the reel that's feeding into the machine to be played and listened to, you notice that the wheel that has the little amount of tape, magnetic tape on it there, that's spinning, starts spinning faster when it gets to the end. The less amount of tape on it, the faster it spins. So, and then it ends. And that's my explanation for why time seems to be moving faster, because we're coming, and it fits in with all the other information. This is the end of the age, and we're coming to the end of this cycle. And that's why things are speeding up, because we're on the end of the tape reel here, and the wheel is just spinning tremendously faster than it was at the beginning when the tape started playing. And that's my a good way to look at why time seems to be speeding up faster. It's, if we can correlate that we're at the end of a time cycle, and all the other information revealed to us by other people who are aware of things are saying the same things. This is the end of the age. A new age is coming, where many things are going to happen. We've heard about it already. The Earth is moving into the fifth dimensional zone of reality. And I've explained it before, the higher you go up on the dimensional scale or the scale of zones, different realms of reality, the higher you go up, the faster the vibration of the molecules. And that's it. The energies get transduced from, a simple example would be vibrating at 100 cycles per second. It gets boosted up to 1,000 cycles per second in the next reality. Or maybe it gets boosted up to 1,000. And then from 1,000, from that dimension, vibrations per second gets boosted up to 1,000,000 vibrations per second. The exact amounts are actually in a book called Crystal Connection, hard book to find. But I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Because I give mention to some of the most important books that I came across. They gave me some key pieces to the big picture of explaining everything. Well, there's a lot of other important things we need to talk about. The thoughts, I'm just going to run through these things fast here. It's important to understand all energy follows thoughts. It's an old statement. It's been around for a long time. Only people into esoteric information were aware about this in past times. In this age, everybody should be made aware of this, because we're all at that level of thinking now where we can comprehend something like that. In fact, the information has been discovered actually how fast thoughts travel, 10 to the 42nd power for you mathematicians. That's like instantaneously to our comprehension. And that's why, if you understand the concept of there being a single source and center, and that your personality comes from that single source and center, up at the highest vibrational state of pure energy, otherwise known as God, that you can communicate to God instantaneously through your thoughts. In fact, your thoughts transverse all the dimensions. A simple explanation would be a piano. You know, you have your octaves. One C note will vibrate into the next C note. And you know, you go through the scale, and then it repeats again. Well, you can imagine scales on the piano as being dimensions of reality, and that's how it works, basically. That's a simplification. And again, we're talking about those are the common denominators, frequencies. And the important thing to understand is that our world is being manipulated in a bad way. You know, it's nice to think about, I'll just concentrate improving myself, practice breathing, raise my vibration, and that's an important thing. But again, because I'm a truth seeker, I come across this information. All the instruments today are basically tuned around an A note. Guitarists understand this, an A note being 440 cycles per second. And pianos are tuned like that now, and all basically most of the instruments are. And this was an alteration from the frequency that's in tune with the whole universe. If you want to be in tune with the whole universe, you would want your A note to be 432 cycles per second. And then when you play around with the mathematics, you see that this number, 432 cycles per second, fits in with all the geometries of the universe. Go do your own some research, you'll see. 440, moving everything to 440 was an attempt, deliberate attempt, to distort our connection with the universe. And it's an unfortunate thing and something we should be talking about, because there's a lot of manipulation to distort our reality. We have all these cell towers out there. They're broadcasting negative frequencies. We have, it's not just a matter of opinion here, but a lot of people don't like rap music. A lot of people don't like hip-hop, and a lot of people don't like that boom, boom, single-note music, you know? Some people have been brainwashed into liking that and thinking it's cool. It's not. It's discordant frequencies. People have been talking about this for years. It's a subversive plot to get you to accept this, because these vibrations at certain frequencies are not good for your health. They get in your spiritual connection, and it's time we talk about this. It's not just a matter of opinion or what you like. There's a science behind this, and the dark side knows all these scientific facts, and they use everything they can to mess up our lives and deaden our spiritual connections. You know, I talk about this in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You ought to buy it. You'll become a more educated person and become aware of all the things that are being worked against you on purpose. Yes, it is an ongoing plot, and it's getting worse. And I tell people all the time, you know, you have the gift of free will. If you don't use your free will to save yourself, and the opposition has no problem in killing you. It's the reality world we're living in. They'll do anything to kill you. They're kind of trying to kill as many of the population already. They're doing it with vaccines. That's right, they're purposely taking the vaccines. Come on, it's going to get worse, too. They're doing the chemtrails, poisoning everybody daily with these planes. Not only happening in America, they're happening around the world. And there isn't one politician that's doing anything about it. And they've been notified for like at least the last 10 years. And even more so recently, they're not doing anything about it. More proof that the power of mind control. Now they've got artificial intelligence broadcasting mind control frequencies on people. If you watch the news recently, hey, how many times do we have to have this pushed in our face before we wake up and realize, is this real? Those poor people in Cuba, you know, the news, I couldn't believe it. The news actually said sound weapons are being used, and that's exactly what they do. It's all about frequencies. There's discordant frequencies, and they're broadcasting. They know what the dark side knows, what all the bad frequencies are, and they're broadcasting onto these people in the American embassy in Cuba, and they're making them sick, direly sick, and, you know, beyond belief, and they're doing it with just frequencies and the art of knowing how to broadcast a frequency into specific points. It's important to understand this. Hey, fluoridation is killing your pineal gland, which is one of your spiritual connections to the higher reality, because the dark side doesn't want you to have a spiritual connection. They want you totally brainwashed with the boob tube, the TV, and putting you in the matrix with your cell phone, through your cell phone. And then we have the weather modification, geoengineering, to create, use weather as a weapon. Look at all the flooding and storms we had recently. This isn't happening by chance. This is being done on purpose. It's going to get worse. The problem here is people are not using their, as the saying goes, God-given gift of free will, and we're not getting together and taking command away from these maniacs who are all mind-controlled by the dark side to destroy the human race, where there's only a few of us, which will make it so easy for the world control plan to go into effect totally. You know, we're in the process of it happening now. Another thing people don't think, traffic jams, you know? People who want to evolve spiritually, you have to raise your vibration to evolve. I heard the Earth has been raised to 40 cycles per second, where it used to be between 7 and 8. And I heard the good extraterrestrials are doing this. They're assisting in the evolving of the planet Earth. Meanwhile, down here, us human beings, we're allowing ourselves to be cooked by evil, the dark forces. Yes, they exist. Don't kid yourself. Just because you haven't encountered them personally, they're the ones who brainwash the authorities to do all the bad things that harm us. That's how they exist. They don't need to knock on your door personally. They have control of all the key players, the minds of all the key players, and they just manipulate them to do what they want. And people are so easily manipulated through mind control. And in so many different ways. So we're talking about vibrations of people here. Well, traffic jams, that's another thing artificially created to slow you down, to cause you anxiety. Speed limits on roads, that's another thing. You know, it's been proven time and time again by the American Automobile Association, AAA, that people drive at the speed they feel comfortable about. Well, the whole thing with the speed limits is, basically, they want to suppress you from doing what you feel is right. And sure, it gets more chance of getting in a dangerous accident and driving at a faster speed. But, you know, they're lying to you that we're not capable of doing that. And if you're not a big chicken and you've been out there driving, you'll come to the conclusion when you start driving 80, 85 miles an hour, you have a good sensation that you don't have when you're driving 25 miles an hour. That's a fact, and they don't want us driving and having good feelings. They want us suppressed, stuck in traffic jams, anything to suppress us from having a good time, because they know that drags us down and makes our life miserable, makes us unhappy, and lowers our vibration. The whole seatbelt fiasco. Seatbelts are not designed to help you. They're designed to suppress your breathing, to deter you from spiritually evolving. You know, when you got that seatbelt over you, it restricts your breathing, whether you know it or not. It eventually has an effect on you, unless you make a real conscious attempt to expand your chest or stomach out beyond the constraints of the seatbelt, and then you're wasting, instead of enjoying driving down the road, you got to worry about not letting your breathing getting affected because you're wearing the stupid seatbelt. Seatbelts are evil. I don't care what you say. I'm on the money with that, and I know what the heck I'm talking about. Well, we don't have much left time in the show. But I don't know how many of you are into UFOs. I just wanted to mention that on October 21st, I believe that's three Saturdays from now, I'm going to have a guest on the show, an individual who put together a real-life documentary that tells the real story of the guy Travis in the movie Fire in the Sky. Apparently, Hollywood took some liberties and didn't tell the story exactly. The man is still alive. This individual has made an authentic documentary based on the true story of what actually happened when he was abducted. And she is going to be a guest on my show in 3 weeks. So tell all your friends that are interested in UFO abductions. It's a show to look forward to. And she'll be talking about the movie and what's entailed in it and everything related to that. And I just wanted to mention that. Mark it on your calendar, October 21st. A true-to-life story telling of the man, Travis, from Arizona, who was abducted, taken off this earth for 5 days, and Hollywood, a number of years ago, had made a movie, not totally true, on his actual abduction. It was called Fire in the Sky, but now someone is going to finally come out and give us the whole true story in a movie. So we're coming to the end of the show, and one little bit of amazing information. Maybe I'll talk to you more about it on other days. Again, the information is out here. Why isn't it being talked about? Artificial spheres. You know, they do exist. The higher evolved beings exist on these artificial spheres. It's part of the afterlife that you get to go to these things. When you move beyond the Earth realm here, artificial spheres that float about in space, move about in space, can consciously be moved, and they don't reflect visible light. So there could be maybe just a couple of them right now hovering around the Earth, and our detection equipment won't pick them up. So that's a bit of reality that's being kept from us, but it's been shared with us, and we should be talking about these things, you know. Probably relates in some way to, you know, the scientists say, oh, most of the universe is dark matter. We don't know what it is. Well, probably a lot of it is these architectural spheres that have been designed for life forms to live on. And when we evolve beyond this life form, we'll all end up living on some of these architectural spheres. Well, that's about all I got to say about that, but it was something for you to think about. And when you're out there in the daytime, look up, notice the chemtrails, and start getting involved. We have to mail letters to the White House or tweet the White House. Follow me on Twitter. I talk about these things, and many other people do. When you get on Twitter, there's a lot of chemtrail people on there. My tag is Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-E-Z. And by the way, I didn't talk about it tonight, but I just want to remind everybody, hey, I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. I'm running on the basis of I have the knowledge and intelligence to solve all the problems simultaneously, should I have the authority of the President of the United States. I'm really good at solving problems. It's the only reason I want to be the President, because mainly, you know, the people in government don't know what to do. What can I say? You know? And that's the way it should be. The people who have the knowledge and the intuitiveness how to go out there and solve problems, tackle problems. These are the people that should be in government, not the swamp creatures we have now. Okay, it's time to end the show. I hope tell your friends to tune in next week. And it's a call-in show, you know. Think of something to call in next week. So every Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Connect the Dots. I'm your host, Tom Edison, a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. I'm going to end the show like I end it every week. Hear the end guitar solo to one of my rock and roll songs, followed by the first song on my CD of philosophical songs, titled Songs Better Than Dylan, because my songs are. I'm bold enough to make that statement. Hey, call me up. Buy it. Buy the copy of it. Call me up and tell me it's not so. Whatever. It's not going to bother me. You know, I've got songwriting down to a pat. And that's why I have a big repertoire of songs. So anyhow, that's going to be it. It's going to be the guitar ending to one of my rock and roll songs. And then followed by the first song on my CD. The name of the song is I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem to everybody who wants to be somebody, and I think we all do. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown now. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Resetting all dials. Here is the countdown. Mr. Engineer, this is the end of the show. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.